This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, philosophy and ethics in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends, dear listeners. We are talking about philosophy and ethics when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, don't worry, we're not talking about the various different intricacies of philosophy or ethics. Now, I know many a times when we think about the term philosophy, or we think about the subject of philosophy, we are transported to our college days, and we kind of feel so lost when it comes to philosophy. Now, what are we talking about here when we're talking about Islamic lifestyle and we're talking about philosophy and ethics? Well, don't be scared. It's actually quite simple. Now, when we're talking about philosophy, we're just using the term in order to refer to something which is called speculative wisdom. Now, in the Arabic, it is known as hikmatun nadhariya. Nadhariya meaning it comes from this kind of, well, I don't know if we want to call it speculative, but it is this kind of a science of wisdom, if you will. And really, that's what philosophy is. Philosophy, in very loose terms, is the science of wisdom. The whole purpose of philosophy, in its core essence, is to be able to allow us to attain higher levels of spiritual and metaphysical realities of the cosmos. And so, yes, that, I guess, is philosophy. So this kind of a reality of the existence of human being, of the existence of God, of the existence of time, these kind of realities is what is known as philosophy or speculative wisdom or hikmatun nadhariya. The other aspect, of course, is ethics, which is loosely translated as al-hikmatun amaliya. Amaliya meaning amal, it comes from action, and so that's why it's referred to as practical wisdom. Now that we know these two things, hopefully we're going to be able to understand what roles they play in our Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about philosophy, speculative wisdom, hikmatun nadhariya, and we are talking about ethics or practical wisdom, also known as al-hikmatun amaliya. Now, it seems so confusing, even though we're trying to make it as simple as possible. Now, what do these two terms have to do with our Islamic lifestyle? We don't have to be a PhD student, and we don't have to be in a very simple, practical manner. When we're talking about philosophy, right, and we're talking about the different realities of existence, well, this is where we turn to the Holy Quran, and we turn, you know, to the different verses of the Holy Quran, the chapters of the Holy Quran, in which the various realities of life and death, of the hereafter, of ancient nations that have passed, you know, as well as historical context, stories, parables, all of these things we learn from the Holy Quran, and it is these things which teach us the realities of existence. So now we have covered our aspect of philosophy or speculative wisdom. But what's left, of course, is ethics or practical wisdom, or this, you know, the action part of this whole equation. So we've learned the various different conceptual realities from the Holy Quran. Well, now we turn to the seerah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the immaculate and infallible Imams alayhimus salam, the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And it is their practical actions, it is their virtuous codes of conduct, their behaviors, these virtues that they exemplify and manifest, as well as the evil habits which they have purged from themselves, and of course that they have been able to reach a level of being ma'sum, of being infallible or immaculate. So that is the practical wisdom and the practical aspect which we're talking about. Ethics is to live the life according to the role model put forth, which is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And there you go. It's as simple as that. Philosophy and ethics when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.